Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Mozzie pedal to the metal, I'm mashing that. I let a top down on my fan, I'm dry. Blowing, I'm high as an astronaut. When you see me, I'm cashing that. Wanting to say the ball had to last. You keep carrying on, you get carried out. Cause I don't take air whooping, get past the mic. It did work getting blasted by. No, for real, it's work getting blasted by.
Money conversation gets so high, I be scraping. Got my eyes like an Asian in my ride. Like I'm racing in the sky. Like a plane is gang or die. Ain't no lanes up in my circle, ain't no. Then my eyes throwing money in the air. Pop them bands and let it fly. Where I'm from, you come up short. Pull that thing and let it fly. You know me, blow so much dank. Think I'm Marley. Got so much ink on my body. Brought so much drink to the party. I fell asleep and woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
that money dip. 500, I'm hood rich. Put in work, did 100 flips. Been about them mansions. Stunner Island, we packin'. Rich gang, we uptown. Hard body and Mac. Two on that back. Money and that power. Mansion on that beach. Blood red Bugatti. Versace on my floor. Meal like it's a dollar. Stunt.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Woke up with the crown. Serving Bobby Brown. Started from the bottom. Now it's caught up Nino Brown. Take my spot, never will. Now I know how metal feel. We both shooters from New York, but I showed how the metal feel. Fidel Castro with them Cuban links. With Mark Cuban, where them Cubans lay. Choose my friends, no friends. Hottest new night in 10 years.
Boy,
like
10
DJ
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Blow hotter than my hobby. Give me that sloppy. All of my car receipt. Give her some money, she see it. Like this, I'ma say this.
Did I say it?
If you got good, you should always have your rent paid.
No.
Show us a band, I'm not mistaken.
Out
of my outfit, fashion statement. This the school of hard knocks, graduation.
Remix.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm sick of y'all stop talking crazy. How to spitting and they can't debate it. I didn't really know Tupac or Big when other beats were there with reincarnated. Underrated, I'm constipated. I'm and on the toilet paper. You are now tuned into the greatest. Ace to it. Congratulations. Say name one name that's rocking with them. Flow like a 100-round chopper. Made a way out of the jungle and now they in trouble. I used to be humble. Recently flooded my neck and my wrist. Tell all them critics to stop.
Remix.
Brow.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Saturday night, your hip hop informer. It's Friday, July 26th. That joint right there was Power Pack. That was Ace Hood featuring Mick Mill, Wiz Khalifa, Birdman, French Montana, 2 Chainz, DJ Khaled, Bugatti, the remix. What's cracking, everybody? You are inside the Friday Night Cypher, all the way live. Plant Titty. They call it Itty Bitty. What up? Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show, mama.
Yes. What's going on? Happy TGINF to everyone. Hope everybody is good. Hot out here in Plant City.
Hot in Plant City. Hot in Florida in a lot of different ways. Not just humidity. 917-889-3926. Jump on it to Real Talk, Real People, Real Times. We are that crew, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, happy 95th birthday to our papa, Nelson Mandela, who's doing much better. He ain't going nowhere. I'm proud of that. Ow.
Well, what?
No doubt.
95. Don't look at day over, I'm going to say 65.
Word. So big up to, again, Nelson Mandela. Birthday is coming up on what day? Actually, it may even have already passed.
It was last Friday, I think.
Yeah, actually, it was. So happy birthday. We didn't want to not recognize that. So I don't know if you missed the community service day, but what they did for Nelson Mandela's birthday was they pretty much, challenged folks to be of service to others. So if you did not get your community service on to help somebody else in your community, do something nice as a gift to President Nelson Mandela. For his 95th birthday, do some community service. Do something nice for somebody in the hood.
Never too late either.
Just do something nice for somebody. Yeah.
Do something nice for your neighbor. For the neighbor that you roll your eyes at all the time when you go and get your mail and you don't want to speak and they don't want to speak. And, say hello. Raise a hand. Extend a hand. Let's all get along.
A hand. And this is an easy way to make up with your neighbor. If you have waves or if you've done something crazy, if you have grass, cut your neighbor's grass. They will thoroughly appreciate that.
That's big in Florida, too. That's big in Florida, too.
You know, I mean, I'm a homeowner. And sometimes, you know, you'll cut your grass. You know, I'll cut my grass and leave the neighbor's grass looking busted, you know, on purpose. And I'm cut my grass so mine look better than theirs because they ain't going to cut it.
That's
you know, so they, you know, their front is looking busted. Yours is, you know, properly trimmed. You know, be nice to your neighbor. That's a good way to make up and, you know, just to make friends. A lot of people don't even know their neighbors because we're so antisocial.
True.
Come on.
You don't know who you're living next door to. You need to, ooh, and you, in this day and age, you definitely need to know that.
Well,
ooh,
well,
and, you know, speaking of knowing who your neighbor is, not sure if you all have heard in the news, the Castro man, I forgot what his first name is. I want to say it's Angel, who kidnapped the young girls in Ohio and kept them captive for 10 years. This flea bag, for a lack of a better term, was charged with, count them, folks, 937 offenses, which he pled to, took a plea deal, and will get life plus 1,000 years to keep from getting the death penalty. And only because there are so many restrictions in FCC laws that, you know, prevent me from being able to call him what I really want to call him, will I spare your ears, TM Hyman Radio listeners, right now, and to show you how I feel about that man right there. That was just the most spineless thing that you, and to me, personally, once he gets sentenced and goes wherever he's going to go, he's going to wish that he went ahead and took the death penalty and just got it over with, because he's not going to rest very easily.
Wow. Wow.
I was sickened when I heard that news. Sickened. So, yes, people,
wow,
know who you're living next to, because his neighbors thought he was, you know, hardworking man, went to work every day, did whatever he had to do, came home, and he has 3 girls in there captive for a decade of their lives.
Right. All I can say, I mean, like, wow, it takes me back to it. You know, on to some more interesting news. Hey, I mean, come on. They thought it was a prank. It was not. He pulled it out, and he's like, whoa, pull what out, you ask? Hey, DJ Khaled proposed to Nicki Minaj on MTV. Come on. You know, he pulled out a $500,000 rock. It's like, bling it. Like, Nicki Minaj, I'm at MTV. I love you. I like you. I want you. I want you to be mine. I'm here at MTV. It's a worldwide network. The only reason I'm not doing this face-to-face, Nicki, is because I know you're busy. And to be honest, girl, I want to marry you. Hey, they really thought it was a prank until DJ Khaled pulled out that ring. No. You know, Khaled said, hey, we both suffer from the same symptoms. We both suffer from success, baby. Yo, that's balling.
That's that game that's talking right there. Khaled put
balling.
A pimp on her. He's talking about some weak.
Hey, no doubt. So, hey, more to come. More to come. I wonder if Nicki actually saw that or was prepared. I don't know if they're going out or what, but guess what? I'm thinking, he got a whiff of something. He's showing up with a $500,000 rock. Go, Nicki.
That's saying something very loud to her quote unquote boyfriend Safari as well. Like, you know, set the game up, or, you know.
Yo,
wow, that's mean. That's
you,
mean
you
right
gotta,
there.
You don't got to deal with that. You don't got to deal with that. You don't got to deal with that. I got
Come
you, Nicki.
Home,
I got
boo-boo.
You. Wow. Yo, that's pretty gangster, DJ Khaled. Yo, that's pretty gangster. On to some more hip hop news. Entertainment is wilding this week. A former Bad Boy rapper Loon, a 14-year sentence this week, and a verdict handed down yesterday. You know, Amir, who that is Loon's government first name, formerly known as the Bad Boy rapper Loon, was sentenced 14 years in a federal prison on charges of conspiring with the intent to distribute one or more kilos of heroin. Come on, folks. I mean, if we're going to try to do business and you know, and cut records and sell music, I mean, stop trapping. Come on. I mean, come on. You can't have all the money.
People are doing well. I mean, I understand how Bad Boy kind of folded, but that did not take away from the talent that Loon. Like, you know, I like Loon. Not even just because he was, you know, super chocolate, but he had talent.
Absolutely. In a call from prison, Loon explained, in my case back in 2008, you know, before Islam, you know, some individuals crossed my path who were interested at one point, you know, in some music business. At some point, these individuals called me in regards to something that was totally away from the lifestyle and the life I was living. But the fact is, I responded to those individuals, you know, placed me in the midst of an umbrella of conspiracy. And so it sounds like, you know, bad company, wrong place, wrong time, which could happen to any of us. But this is what I say. Know the company that you keep. You know? Know the company that you keep, specifically when you are somewhat high profile, because everybody's watching.
Yeah.
14 years.
And not even.
14 years.
Ooh.
Right.
And not even that. Females, too. I think we talked about it before. You know, you meet someone and, you know, you're quote-unquote courting or dating, you know, it's not always safe to go to these prospective people's homes or houses. You don't know what their backgrounds are, what they're really into, you know. And I think we talked about an instance back in the day where a young lady at Norfolk State was a student there, and she'd met this guy, and, you know, on campus or what have you, but he didn't go to school. And, you know, she went back to his apartment and everything. He just happened to be into a little bit more than she knew about, and she ended up getting killed. So not to say that to scare you, like, oh, don't date, but, you know, just watch what you're doing and know who you're doing it with and be smart about your decisions.
Yeah, it's important because, I mean, you know, the reason why he got 14 years off of this, you know, particular situation was because he had previous felonies. He had prior felony convictions, you know, at 18, you know, back in 1993, you know, he was convicted of a felony. And then back in 2006, he was convicted of two more felonies, you know. So, I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. Again, if we're going to do business, you know, we got to leave some of that old stuff behind. You know, we can't continue to, you know, call ourselves business people, you know, specifically public figures. But we still up in the hood catching felonies. Doesn't make sense. Just don't make sense. Hey, you inside the Friday Night Cypher, TM Hive and Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back.
Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a read along. Ain't a singer sing along, let you brought the alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from it, no, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then from my head, then get the busting. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem. I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem. I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Yeah, ho. This is finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South the Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony of f*** at the same damn time. She eyeing me like it don't exist. Girl, I know you want that dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is me be up to par. See my standards are pampered by three thumbs tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem. I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem. I love bad, problem. And yeah, I like the I got problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Hey.
Homie.
Real talk, real time. It is 9:25, and we are back. TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, holding it down here in hot behind Itty Bitty Plant City, and he is the general and probably equally as hot Tampa, Florida. And it
That's
is
right.
The Friday Night Cypher, where we go over news and entertainment of the week. And before I get to my little bit of tidbit of information, I just would like to put out a small public service announcement from TM Hyman Radio. Now, this can actually be from myself, just because it's my personal experience. So I'm not speaking for anyone else here at TM Hyman Radio. I'm speaking for Hot Chocolate herself.
Uh-oh.
I am personally...
I feel a blast.
Please, I'm about to go in. I'm going to go in professionally, though, which is what he does not expect me to do. I'm going to unfortunately have to make this the last time that this particular, we'll use the term loosely, designer, businessman, gets any publicity from TM Hyman Radio, or at least on my watch, because he's done pretty much a consumer wrong. Long story short, people, I tried to order a shirt from Rich Faith Clothing, who we actually had as a guest on the show a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we are calling names. We are calling names. Rich Faith, right. Who I tried to order a shirt for my friend's birthday. I paid for the shirt through PayPal last week. He assures me that she's going to get the shirt on her birthday, which was last Wednesday. Today is the Friday after her birthday. Needless to say, she does not have her shirt, nor have I heard from him in any way, shape, form, or fashion since Wednesday, when he so eloquently jumped onto the Instagram post where I was wishing her happy birthday and hoping that he didn't make me out to be a liar, further putting him on blast. Like, yes, I told her that I ordered something from you, so you need to make sure that it's there. And he assures me on Instagram in front of all of my followers that, of course it's going to be there. And just let me know if she's anything less than satisfied. Well, needless to say, Mr. Faith, we are not satisfied whatsoever. I nor any of my friends will be patronizing your business. And again, I use that very, very loosely because you can't even seem to provide me with a tracking number to find out where the shirt is, which leads me to believe that you just took my money and did not provide the product, which is not going to go down that way. So I'm already, you know, going into
it. I would hope that's not the case.
I would hope so also, but now you're going to have to work it out with PayPal because I'm getting my money back because she still doesn't have the shirt.
Wow.
So, once again, I'm going to go ahead and say his name one more time at 9:28 here today on Friday, the 26th of July, and you will not hear it anymore on TM Hyman Radio. Rich Faith, your business sucks. Now, on to more important news and entertainment of the weekend. A movie that I'm looking forward to seeing this weekend with my family is Fruitvale Station, and I hope that everyone is going to take the time to go and see this wonderfully, well, I'm hearing great things about it, Ryan Coogler, a young up-and-coming independent.
That's my little dude from The Wire.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's Michael B. All grown up doing movies now.
Yes, Wallace.
Hey, what's the name of that flick one more time?
Fruitvale Station is also starring Oscar Award winner Octavia Spencer.
Word.
From The Help. There we go.
Right.
Support
our films, support these small projects, because again, these large producers became large because people supported their small stuff.
Definitely.
So respect small beginnings. We got to start somewhere. Hey, Dwayne Wade put on blast this week. Finally reaches a financial settlement with his ex-wife after she took it to the news. Hey, you know, she's sitting on the ground talking about
a mess.
He has me homeless. I'm homeless because of him. Wade, you know, provided his ex with with over 25,000 a month in alimony. You know, that's the resolve. But I get it. You know, she said that Wade said, you know, you didn't buy any of this. You know, you was not on the court with me, you know, shooting, you know, any basketball. She said he told him.
Shooting in the
she
gym?
Said he told her that. And guess what? I respect that. You didn't. You know, but he still got to man up and live up to his responsibilities, you know, as a father and as an ex-husband, because guess what, brother? You know, it's the law.
But
you got to pay him.
The father part, he has custody of the children. So the father part, he takes very good care of. I'm on D's side with this. She's very,
I'm clear that the kids are with him. But at the end of the day, that is their mother.
What does she want?
You know,
what does
that's
she want?
Their mother.
What does she want? She got whatever she wanted in the divorce.
You. I mean, but you just can't rip someone's lifestyle away from them. And just leave them homeless. I mean, I get it, but you mean come on
homeless.
Now.
That woman ain't homeless.
Well, she clearly got what she wanted by appearing homeless, because she was appeared homeless to us on the 6 o'clock news earlier this week. But Dwayne Wade's wife and mother of his two kids, Mrs. Funchins, is her name. She made a scene this week in front of a Chicago courthouse, looking real homeless on Friday, claiming her NBA ex, you know, husband had left her destitute after their divorce. But D. Wade is finally ready to tell his side of the story, and so it started, you know, with the fact that he went on and settled. So it sounded like he was just trying to, you know, get her back and let her know she ain't running nothing, and. And I guess she understand that right now.
I think she does, and I still think that she's mad because I think she's mad because he's with Gabrielle. Like, I can't.
Well, I'm mad that he
right,
with Gabrielle. So she got to be mad.
That's Gabby's fault. That's not her fault. Like, why is it? Why are you taking it out on the world? Because he doesn't want to be with you anymore. That's the whole, I mean, and we've all been there, because I can't even say front and say I haven't been there. I would be the wackest person in the world if I did. But, and I understand that part, but at some point you got to let it go, really. Like, I'm homeless and with the dirt smudged on her face and her weave looking all ratchet like that. I'm sorry.
Ratchet.
I think it was just a little bit too extra to get the point across.
Ratchet, absolutely. I mean, but she had to come off that way in order to, you know.
No, she didn't really. She could have just went back in front of the judge. She didn't have to sit her behind on the street and cause a ruckus and call the paparazzi and the media. Like, she didn't have to do that. She could have went back to the judge with another petition.
It was staged. It was staged. So what she had to do exactly what she did, because it wouldn't have been believable any other way.
I think she needed more dirt on the left side of her face, personally.
I don't think we budgeted enough on that.
That's my step in for St. James. That's my step in for St. James. He would have said that.
Played the part. She definitely played the part.
She did. Very well. And very well. Okay, so one more movie release for this weekend, Butler, which features Forrest Whitaker. And he is playing the role of the butler for, I want to say it's like 7 different presidential terms. But the cast includes, it's actually directed by Lee Daniels. And the cast includes Oprah Winfrey, Mariah Carey, and Jane Fonda. Blockbuster cast. I can't wait to see this movie.
That does sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, and it's about him holding down the secrets of all of the presidents.
Went and seen... Is it Wolverine? think it's I think the name of it is Wolverine. Wouldn't seem that earlier today. Pretty good flick, folks. Pretty good flick.
And I want to see Despicable Me too. Don't judge me. I want to see the little yellow men. They make me laugh.
Well, those are funny little characters. So no, you got that all day long. No judgment. And if you went and seen Clifford the big red dog, we aren't gonna judge you either.
I did. I did. I'm a little kid at heart, and I have a granddaughter, so I have to be able to keep up with her. But before she came along, I still loved animated movies.
Right. Clifford the Big Red Dog. I actually read all of those books as a kid.
Me
Clifford.
Too.
The Big
Takes Red back to, back in the day when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore. Sometimes I sit and wish I was a kid again.
So, and we missing Madam CEO Boston tonight, who just retweeted the broadcast. Save James, missing the comedy. Hey, check us out Monday. We're up close and personal with a special guest, Miss Antoinette. I know her as Antoinette Lawrence, but I don't think she's Antoinette Lawrence anymore. Author, her and her co-host will be hanging out with us. Excuse me, her and her co-author will be hanging out with us on Monday, up close and personal with Miss Antoinette. I'm going to say Lawrence. She'll correct me on Monday. All right. Hey, we'll be back.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head. Yeah, 'cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah, but girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in your head. That'll get you high.
Now, baby, you ain't gotta give my love in no way.
Real talk, real time, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We are back, your girl Hot Chocolate, your boy T.M. Hyman. It is 9:41 p.m. here on Friday night in the middle of the cypher where we recap the week in news and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did say that we were a little bit tired of discussing just the trial, the initial Trayvon Martin not guilty verdict with George Zimmerman. But I think this would be a good focal point probably to stop the conversation on that. And like you were saying a little bit earlier when we were off the air, focus on the next step in this whole judicial process and trying to find healing and justice in the whole situation. Juror, as she's being called, B-59, I think, for those of you who aren't really
that's
trying
better than B-69.
Yeah, I know. For those of y'all that are
trying. Or not for those freaks out there.
I'm sorry. It's Friday. It's okay. But yeah, B-59 juror, the Latino female who brought to the forefront that she would have been the juror to hang the jury because she felt that George Zimmerman was guilty, and she came and actually showed her face and, you know, kind of brought her point of view to the forefront. And I kind of on one behalf understand where she did it, but more of me really doesn't. And I feel kind of like Trayvon Martin's parents, who at a press conference expressed that they were devastated to hear the Zimmerman juror say that. It's not like, you know, the majority of us didn't already know that ourselves, but to hear the juror say that she could have been the one to keep George Zimmerman from pretty much walking away scot-free, even if it was with a hung jury where they had to come back and reconvene and retry him, it seems like that was the mother's only hope. And I still, more of me doesn't understand what her motive was behind it besides money, which she expressed she agreed with as well. That, you know, the whole
or you know what, or influence
by
her counterparts. I'll say this, as a justice major. You know, I'm a sociologist. I've wrestled, and I'm wrestling right now because I've had to kind of calm myself down over this issue. But I'm going to tell you what makes me feel better. What makes me feel better is that on the radio, I'm still hearing about gatherings that's taking place on behalf of Trayvon Martin. So what that says is I'm not the only one that feels this way about this particular issue. I'm still seeing it on the news. We're still seeing it on blogs. This is a issue that has impacted everyone, whether they want to be impacted or not. But this is what I say. We have to put ourselves in the shoes of those jurors. And again, we have to remember the law. And so the only thing that you can do as it relates to the law, change it or like it. And it's a process to do so. And in the state of Florida, many laws need to be changed. But they won't be changed until people do something. And I can tell you right now, I am aware that the governor of the state of Florida has had people sitting outside of his office since the verdict. They have not left.
Sure has. And Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte actually joined them today.
And so I just left Tallahassee this week, folks. And so you didn't hear a lot from me as I, you know, came live from there on Monday, because it's serious business. And serious business is taking place. not going to use this platform, you know, to I'm not going to use this platform to spew my venom when it comes to this particular issue. But I can tell you, we have to move from a talk about it movement to a do something movement, and then we have to be consistent. It's a 9:46. You are inside the Friday night cipher. It's July 26th. Can y'all believe it? We smack dab in the middle of summertime. You know, so let's wind it about. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
Tell him he ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell him how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Out to rock with us or check the podcast.
Wait.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Can you Can you say Sterling Sims' name again in the Jamaican accent?
Sterling Sims.
Okay, wait. I have an accent for you. Good sir, have you heard the news of the new queen? No, sorry, the new king. King George Alexander Louis of Cambridge.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
congratulations
funny.
To
George
King.
Alexander Louis.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, speaking of kings, hey, big up to Hov. You know, hip-hop artist and entrepreneur Jay-Z, you know, is worth an estimated $400 million. Can you believe it? Can you say Marston Project? Brooklyn?
Don't forget about Sports Agent. Sports Agent, too.
Come on, Sports Agent, pretty much the empire of New York City.
Yeah.
And he happened to have been number 42 on the Times Magazine, the most 100 influential people in the world. Number 42, right in between some dude from Japan and a woman who has a whole bunch of money that hangs out with President Obama. I think she's like his advisor. Right in the middle of those two was Jay-Z. I'm here to tell you like this. You can do anything you set your mind to, and you can do anything that you're brave enough to try to make happen. You can
and
make it happen.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Don't be scared. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is hands down one of today's, I think, you know, one of the most successful role models that hip hop has ever produced. And not just hip hop though, it goes beyond hip hop. But folks, again, specifically young people, you might be busted. You might not see any way today. It might seem like you can't get ahead. You're never going to accomplish it. Guess what? That's the enemy's desire to discourage you, to throw you off track, to cause you to give up. Don't let your mind become so perverted. You know, that you lose focus of what God has actually called you to do. And, yeah, I digress, and I am talking about God on a Friday night because it's real.
You talk about
focus.
Him all the time
you,
around because he is welcome.
You can accomplish anything, all things through him who strengthens you. Believe that. Jay-Z, again, $400 million. I'm almost positive that it's more than that. Then think about his wife, a young girl who had a dream from Houston, a little black girl from Houston, Texas. I mean, to think about it, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Stay focused. It might seem hard now, but nothing worthwhile comes easy, my friends. Get off that soapbox, because I'll stay there hip-hopping, bopping all night.
That's right. Marcy Projects to the boardroom, and from Houston, Texas, singing in her mama's beauty salon to singing in front of stadium full of people getting her hair caught in industrial fans.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, and you know what? And on that note, we'll be right back. But, hey, keep on the radio live.
Love you.
Yo, that was hilarious. Hilarious.
It really was.
Who wants that perfect love for me anyway? Cliche. Who wants that hero love that saves the day anyway? Cliche. What about the bad guy for good? Cliches in the dark past.
and things ring off. My nails get dirty, my past ain't pretty. My lady is my Mercedes, is my baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, niggas. You ain't about that life, ain't got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'm a way to tech. I'm a geek about mine, touch the nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, busting you, we screaming.
Radio Live, hanging out with the very hot chocolate tonight inside the Friday Night Cypher. We appreciate you for rocking with us, everybody. We're back on Monday with a very special guest up close and personal, Miss Antoinette Lawrence, along with her co-author, Hot Chocolate.
No doubt. Join us on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. The team is T.M. Hyman. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Save James, and she is Madam CeeLo Boston. Collectively, we are T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Salute. Everybody have a great weekend. Night.
I get all of my life from you. And in love, you had a pride.
See him behind the live.